From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The Board of Directors for the Arcata Fire District announcing that it will begin the temporary closure of one of its three stations starting today at 8 a.m. The station brownouts lasting for 8 days and will rotate through each station, beginning with the Mad River Station. District finances no longer allow for the daily expenditure of overtime required to keep all three stations open simultaneously. Measure R, which narrowly failed to receive the required two-thirds of voter approval from the community back in March, was an attempt to help maintain the funding for both staffing and the third station. Staff reductions began with allowing employee vacancies from retirement and firefighter departures to remain unstaffed. A temporary firefighter position that was filling a vacancy due to long-term medical leave was also cut, and three more layoff notices have also gone out. When will COVID-19 cases peak in Humboldt County? County Public Health Director Dr. Teresa Frankovich says the county is still in the process of developing a model to figure that out. She released a video Tuesday answering COVID-19 questions. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 announced increased by 6 yesterday, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 27. Said Frankovich, "There's no way for me to tell you today the date this is going to occur, and a projection that we set today for that may have very little meaning a short time from now." Well, each Friday at noon for the duration of the COVID-19 state of emergency, Eureka Mayor Susan Seaman will be releasing a community update video that includes the latest information about the City of Eureka's response to COVID-19. The public service announcement will be released in the form of a video and corresponding script that will be made available via the city's social media channels and the City of Eureka's website. Early yesterday afternoon, about 1 p.m., officers with Eureka PD dispatched to the 1100 block of 5th Street for a panic alarm at a check cashing business. While officers were responding, additional information received that the business had been robbed and the suspect was no longer on the scene. Based on an initial investigation, it appears that a man entered the store, brandished a firearm, and presented a note demanding money. The man fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect, described as a male in his 20s, thin build, wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt, black pants, white bandana over his face, and had a black firearm. The man was last seen heading south on foot on L Street. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.